Speaking of the cold and, of course, the snow that comes along with it, the city of Milwaukee spread more than salt on some roads this week. That was to help melt the snow and ice. Some streets received a special blend of salt and cheese brine. Environmental reporter Susan Bentz is in the studio with us this morning to talk about the experiment. Susan, the regular de-icing process, when you get right down to it, is pretty pricey, isn't it?
It is, Bob. The city spends $6 million, occasionally up to as much as $14 million during a winter season to manage the snow and ice on our streets. And this year decided to add a relatively small chunk, $1,400, for this cheese brine pilot. It's targeting a small quadrant of Bayview, and over the winter, DPW is going to assess how well it works.
So where does the brine come from, and what is it exactly?
Well, it's a salt and water solution that's used to make cheeses such as mozzarella and parmesan, and ordinarily cheesemakers will discard that used up brine as wastewater.
What's it look like?
Dirty water. It's an easy answer.
I'm wondering, too, about the supply. Where is that coming from?
Well, this is interesting, Bob. Right now, there's only one cheesemaker in Wisconsin that has a permit to repurpose its brine. The DNR has to issue that permit, and it gave that permission to an operation called F&A Dairy Products in far northwestern Wisconsin. The city of Milwaukee is allowed to piggyback on that permit, so it picked up 600 gallons of the brew to blend with rock salt. The recipe is designated by the DNR as 8 gallons of brine for every ton of salt.
I could use some of that on the day. What are the supposed benefits now, then, of this cheese de-icer?
I'm told that the cheese brine remains in its liquid form at a pretty cold temperature, which is very helpful. And when it's mixed with the rock salt, it sticks better. So then rather than having that rock salt bounce off the roadways, which we see as the salters come through, I talked to the Polk County Highway Commissioner, who is sold on cheese brine. F&A Cheese is located in that same county, and so it was the first to partner with the company. And that was back in 2009. Polk County stores a humongous amount of 10,000 gallons of the brine in tanks on a regular basis and treats 680 miles of its state and county roads with the stuff.
Wow, so Milwaukee's, 600-gallon pilot project kind of pales in comparison.
Yeah.
Well, is there any concern about unwanted side effects of the mix? I'm wondering about maybe smell or even some small animals getting attracted to it.
Yes, there is talk of that. Milwaukee Department of Public Works is going to be monitoring just that. But the Polk Highway Commissioner said that they have zero problems in Polk County and claims there is no odor. We'll see about that. But Milwaukee's DPW tells us it's way too early in the cheese brine pilot here to know if it's effective. Actually, this isn't the city's first experiment with de-icing. It's dabbled with beet juice. That was in 2009, and a molasses type of product, but each of those came up short. So the city is continuing to seek de-icers that could be easier for the environment or easier on the environment, and cars possibly, and perhaps less expensive, not to mention renewable.
Sure. Well, we'll look forward to the city's conclusion about cheese brine, and there's plenty of winter ahead to test it,
absolutely.
That's for sure.